Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Why aren't we broken during Holy Week? Several of the men from our men's group had just watched The Passion of the Christ. I shared with them I had not watched it but once because it was so hard. As I reflected on that statement this morning, I was convicted about how hard that was for Jesus. Yet I found it too hard to watch again. Do you love God but sometimes feel like you're just going through the motions? Do you even feel any different during Holy Week? We have lived many years and have experienced many Good Fridays, and I think it has become easy to see it as more of an event or a formula to be saved. And then I remembered his words at the Last Supper when he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." I asked myself, has my heart become hard to his pain? How can I be a true son of God and not be moved to tears when I humbly reflect on the price that you paid for me personally? Impassive as a stone. Christina Rossetta, 1830 to 1894, wrote a short poem in 1866 called Good Friday and offers me some relief of honest realism and an honest remedy for when I no longer connect to the sorrow of this day. Rossetta begins, "Am I a stone and not a sheep that I can stand, O Christ, beneath thy cross? To number drop by drop thy blood's slow loss and yet not weep." Through Ezekiel 36:26, God speaks, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." The Lord describes us as having a heart of stone. And I cannot help but look in the mirror as I look up at the cross, and there is not a tear being shed. So am I, like she said, a stone and not a sheep, to see your blood flowing and yet not weep. Some time back, we had put a dear pet of almost 17 years to sleep. My daughter still weeps at times as she remembers DJ, and as I watched them administer the shot that would take him peacefully away, I was surprised that I too became emotional and wept. This poem convicted me as I saw how stony calluses have grown over my heart. The admission of this holy woman invited me to bring the shame of my apathy to light. How many times have you read the Passion story and not wept? Or is it just me? Rossetta goes on to say, "Not so those women loved, who with exceeding grief lamented thee. Not so fallen Peter weeping bitterly. Not so the thief was moved." Luke 23:27 describes the women who were mourning and lamenting for him. And he walked up the Villa Dolorosa, up the hill to Calvary, to the wails of many. This is not right. A disloyal friend. Luke describes that as the third crow of the rooster sounded in 22 verse 61, the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Three times. How many times have I betrayed him? Yet on this holy day, this holy week, I am tearless. Even the criminal who would soon die alongside our God was condemned to die, but felt like the psalmist, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from the land your wrath lies heavy upon me. Psalm 88:5. And the thief in Luke 23:42 says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, everybody knows he's innocent. In stanza 3, she talks about the effect even on nature. Luke 23:44 says it was now about the sixth power. There was darkness over the land until the ninth hour, while the sunlight failed. And here is her third stanza. Not so the sun and moon, which hid their faces in a starless sky, a horror of great darkness at broad noon, I, only I. Yes, God caused this to happen. The phenomenon reflected the contradiction that creatures had hung up the Creator. Slaves of sin assassinated the sovereign. The reliable day went dark over our audacious assault on Christ. We jump when thunder claps. We fall silent at an eclipse. By now, some sense of passion should be returning to my hardened soul. Yet Rosetta does not let up. She voices the isolation that continued apathy creates. I, only I, remain indifferent, while men and women, disciples and criminals, sun and moon, weep for Jesus. And so Rosetta turns from reflection to ardent prayer. Yet give not o'er, but seek thy sheep, true shepherd of the flock. Greater than Moses, turn and look once more and smite a rock. Doesn't scripture sometimes jolt you out of complacency? Especially when you read Romans 1:24. God gave them up because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Will I strike the rock? Do you remember Exodus 17 when the Israelites were in the desert crying out for water? God told Moses, "You shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink." Rosetta is crying out for the great prophecy of Ezekiel to be fulfilled anew in her. Ezekiel 36:26 to 28 reads, "I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall be my God. You shall be my people, and I will be your God." But she knows that a heart transplant must begin with a mighty interruption. Smite the rock. Knock me alongside the head spiritually. Garrett Scott Dawson, who I take inspiration from, and numerous quotes from this article said, "Maybe in the end, the remedy of our indifference in Holy Week comes down to such a stark prayer. Just crack open my hard heart. Smack this boulder of my soul. Take me to those who wept for you, and let my jaded heart be moved by their ardor. Turn me from a stone back into a sheep. Let me hear your voice, that I may with fresh cheers love you in your passion." It's hard for me to even read this. I want to leave you with this song that I'm going to put in this audio version. I pray you listen and have time that you make this a Jesus-filled Holy Week.
Crown of thorns placed on his head. The holes in his head.